What if I wrote letters to notorious criminals in jail and never mentioned their crimes? And what if I became their pen pal? Get it? Pen pal? Each episode of Prison Sentences focuses on one criminal, the letter I wrote to them, and the one I got back in return. In other words, a prisoner sentenced to life writing someone who needs to get a life. God, I am so funny, yet so sad. Prison Sentences, where my humor is the real crime. You know, Betty Broderick's crime is the stuff that TV movies are made of. Literally. In fact, there were two made-for-TV movies. One was called Woman Scorned, The Betty Broderick Story. And the other was called Her Final Fury, Betty Broderick, The Last Chapter. Both were filmed in 1992, and both starred Family Ties' Meredith Baxter Burney as Betty Broderick. Say that 10 times fast. Meredith even received an Emmy Award nomination for her role as Betty Broderick.
I did it.
I'm sorry, but this acting should be the real crime. Okay, so here's the crime. Betty Broderick was married to Dan Broderick, who was a prominent San Diego lawyer. And while Dan attended Harvard Law School to get his degree, Betty sold Tupperware to support the family until Dan graduated.
Nothing locks in freshness and keeps it there like Tupperware.
In 1982, Dan hired 21-year-old Linda Kalina to be his legal assistant. So my question is, can you actually hire someone who is barely legal to be a legal assistant? Anyhow, I digress. Let's go back to the story. Now, Betty suspected that Dan was having an affair with Linda, but he denied it. 3 years later, Dan moved out and finally confessed to the affair. A vicious divorce ensued, and Dan used his notability in the community and his influence to earn custody of his and Betty's children and sell their house. Betty went ballistic, which should actually be the name of the TV movie, but anyways. She left hundreds of profane messages on Dan's answering machine. She vandalized his new home, and she even drove her car through Dan's front door. Kind of reminds me how my wife drives. So anyways, 4 years later, Dan and Linda are married. And worried about what Betty might do on their wedding day, Dan wore a bulletproof vest. Now, call me old-fashioned. I wore a bow tie and cummerbund to my wedding. The wedding went off without incident. However, on November 5th at 5:30 a.m., Betty snuck into Dan and Linda's home while they slept, shooting them both in their bed. Two bullets hit Linda, killing her instantly. Dan took a bullet to the chest as he was reaching for the phone. Now, the medical evidence indicated that Dan had not died right away, and Betty claimed that she had spoken to him before he died in the bedroom. I'm not quite sure what she said to Dan that night, but I doubt it was about inviting him to her next Tupperware party.
Where can you get Tupperware? Only at a Tupperware party.
Betty turned herself into the police, and her trial ended in a hung jury, and a mistrial was declared. After the second trial, Betty was sentenced to two consecutive terms of 15 years to life. She is currently serving her sentence at the California Institute for Women. You know, Betty had to sell Tupperware in order to support her husband and children while Dan was in school. So I wondered, if Betty had a choice to have a career, what would it have been? And guess what? I wrote Betty a letter. Hello, Miss Broderick. I hope that you are okay with me writing you this letter. I was interested to know that outside of selling Tupperware and being a housewife, did you ever think about having a career? Thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to hearing back. And guess what? Betty Broderick wrote me back. She sent me a card, and on the front of the card, it's a cartoon of a doctor talking to a patient. The doctor's saying, "We'll be treating your condition with a carefully formulated combination of drugs, therapy, and whoop-ass." Oh, well, okay then, Miss Broderick. Here's what Betty Broderick wrote back to me about having a career. Nowadays, women have more opportunities and options. I would have been a really great doctor, but I always wanted children, and I didn't think I could do both back then. so I married a doctor instead. And how did that work out for you, Betty?
Remember, you can't put a lock on freshness without Tupperware.
Well, that ends another episode of Prison Sentences, your new guilty pleasure. Keep listening every week, as you never know who my pen pal will be. God, I'm funny. Prison Sentences, where my humor is the real crime.